Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our Minute with the Master today is from Psalm 42, verses 6 through 8. Oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan. Deep calls upon deep at the noise of your waterfalls, and your waves and billows have gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. In life, there are times when one problem comes right after another. One dilemma piles on top of another. One challenge beckons the presence of another challenge. In our scripture this morning, David is in a dark place. He had to flee Jerusalem because of his son Absalom's attempts to murder him. David is dejected. He is discouraged. He is alone. He is hungry and he is tired. The Bible says at the point of David's deepest need, an 80-year-old man, Barzillai, unexpectedly came to David and brought him food and drink to sustain him. Note that David did not go looking for relief, but God placed the burden on an 80-year-old man's heart to help David, and this help came at just the right time. The reminder for us this morning is this: God always places people in our path to provide just what we need in our darkest hour. So many times, before we can express a need, God has already made provisions for it to be fulfilled. So many times, before we recognize a situation as being a problem, God has already worked it out just right before our eyes. Your encouragement today is this: because through all of the chaos and through all of the uncertainty that life brings our way, provisions have already been made for us. God has it all under his divine control. God has already identified who he will use to provide for us, who he will use to care for us, to encourage us, and to comfort us. He has already set aside the person with a solution to our most pressing dilemma. God has already determined how he will provide for us when all options have been exhausted. He has already laid out a path to open a door that has been shut in our face, and he has a predetermined plan for that crisis that is brewing but has not yet shown up in our lives. Go about your day today in peace, knowing that chaos, confusion, and uncertainty are no match for the power of God. God has already cut a path forward. He has a distinct plan to provide for you before you realize you have a need. He has a discreet plan to protect you before you realize you're in danger. And he has a diverse plan to sustain you before your energy is depleted. When life throws you a curveball, remember God promises us, "Before you call, I will answer. And while you are still speaking, I will hear." Our prayer team this morning is Minister Gatewood and Kina. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Kina.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. The lady with a meeting with her upper management today at 1 p.m. We pray for favor to be shown towards her by God and man. Linda C. The doctors found a spot on her lung and it tested positive for cancer. We lift her for the Lord's covering as she goes through the treatment and healing process. Sheila, she has two upcoming doctor's appointments. Her blood pressure has been irregular. We pray for her body to normalize, for favorable results, and for her to be well. Those needing inspiration this morning, we ask God to usher you into the presence of his peace and shower you with contentment and hope. Those working toward becoming debt-free, we pray the Lord reveals to you a plan to become debt-free and make it easy for you to achieve your goals. Those dealing with confrontation and rejection, we pray God will give you the wisdom to stand still and wait for Him to fix things. Those in the midst of an uncertain situation, we pray God settles your spirit, clears your mind, and helps you see the hand of God at work. Everyone on the call, we ask God for a breakthrough in those things about which you are praying, for Him to cover you with His guiding hand, and for the courage to trust God blindly. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with the wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions, and we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Father God in heaven, our most wonderful Savior Jesus Christ, Father God, we come today to say thank you for a new day, God, that you have allowed us to live in, for brand new mercy, God, that you have given us. God, you kept us thus far. And God, I want to say thank you. Didn't have to do it, Father God, but you did. Father God, I come today to say thank you. Despite of me, despite of you, you spared us. Allow our golden moments to last a little while longer. And God, I come today to say, thank you, man, I didn't make it. God, you brought us back together again in prayer. And God, I come today to say, thank you. Allowed us to lay our petitions at your feet. Some have not yet been submitted. But God knows the heart and the mind of his people. God, I come today to say, thank you. May have a bad report from the doctor. I believe the report of the Lord. God, I come today to say thank you. God, let your will be done. God, let your will be done. God, let your will be done today in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare healing in Jesus' name. Let your will be done, God. God is able to do anything. God have the last say so. He can take it away. He can destroy it. He can do it. I trust God. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Just pray. Don't hold your head down. Lift your head up. And never give up on God, because he will never give up on you. No matter how hard the struggle may get, you pray, you cry, you cry, you cry. Don't give up. He's on the way. Don't give up. He's going to knock at the door of your heart. He's going to pull down latches. He's going to open doors. He's going to open windows. Don't give up. No matter how hard it may get today, don't give up. Lord, I'm going to stand. The road is bumpy, God. I'm going to stand. The enemy desires to kill me, God. I'm going to stand. When I walk into that window today, I'm going to stand. Stand. And don't give up on God, because He would never give up on you. You can praise your way through a situation. Walk through your house and just praise Him. Lord, I know you got me, God. I trust God. I believe God. Don't give up. God is amazing. God is great. And all the days of our life, believers, God is worthy to be praised. He would do just what He said He'll do. I come to tell you, He'll come through. When the world get weary, I come to tell you, He'll come through. He'll wipe the tears from your eyes. I come to tell you. He'll come through. And God, I come today to say thank you. Just lean on Him. Depend on Him. Trust Him. He's a God that can't lie. Just trust God. You may can't see Him, but I guarantee you can feel Him. The greatest feeling in the world. Never felt that feeling before. Something on the inside. God is good. Keep the faith. Believers, we're going to run this race. And we're going to keep going and going and going, calling on the name of Jesus and going and going and going. We're going to hold on. We're going to hold out. God is good. Trust God. And God, I come today to say thank you, God, for every word. God, thank you. Thank you. I pray for every prayer request, God, that was made known. Those who have not yet submitted a prayer request, God knows the heart of His people. God, I pray for everyone on this call on today. Keep your head up. Square your shoulders. Keep a smile on your face. No matter what your situation may be, you keep a smile on your face. The devil will hate it. Shame the devil. Keep a smile on your face through your storm, knowing that God is on the way. We have to live life just like that. We're going to have trials and tribulations. But we got to keep the faith that we're going to come through. We're going to be victoriously a winner because we serve a God. They got all power. We serve a God that can do anything. We got a God. We serve a God that can change anybody. We serve a God that is loving. He's kind. He's a just God. We serve a God. I trust God. He's a friend to the end. You can call Him up any time of the day or the night. He'll be there. He's just a prayer away, believers. Call Him up. Call Him up and tell Him what you want. He's just a prayer away. Call Him up. Love yourself. Love everybody. Pray for everybody and pray for yourself. And God, I come today to say thank you. Thank you for this blessed ministry, Father God, that you have blessed us, God, through the years, God. You've been good, God. Every day, God, you allow us to join together calling on your name. Every day, God, you allow us to lift your name up. Every day, God, you allow us to pray one for another. Every day, God. And God, I ask that I will continue, oh God, to use us individually, one by one, to do your works, to do your will. It's not about us believers. It's all about God. To God be the glory, both now and forever. And it's in Jesus' name today I do pray. Amen. And amen today I do pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Minister Gatewood. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. This ends our time together on this Wednesday morning. Goodbye.